It wasn't until I heard Old Bikes on the Trucks' debut album that it hit me. They play what I call nursery punk. Sometimes such music literally sounds like nursery rhymes. Other times it's dressed up with guitars and electronics, but still remains very stark and simple. That particular mode in the Trucks' gut-level feminism makes them part of a female rock legacy that goes back a long ways. Although nursery punk has an appealing, chanted simplicity, it's always more bratty than childlike. It signals that while these performers have a sense of humor, they're fighters as well as lovers. This type of stripped-down punk minimalism has been around since the early days with British bands like the Slits and the Raincoats. But the group the Trucks most remind me of are the Swiss band Lilliput, who often managed to say what they wanted with a sneer and a smile, as in their song Ain't You, with its command to take a radio in your life. I can also hear savvy party girls like those in the B-52s in the Trucks. But they're not just old school. Singer-songwriters Kristen Allen Zito and Marissa Moore, who also play keyboards, guitar, and xylophone, along with bassist Faith Reichel and drummer Lindy McIntyre, would not be who they are without the 90s riot girl bands like Bikini Kill and Le Tigre. I must add that there's always been a potty mouth tendency in these bands, and in the hip-hop era of porny Little Kim and Peaches, it's gone into high gear with the Trucks. Numbers like Why The are explicit explanations about how the girls can't get no satisfaction. But hey, they know what sort of boy they like, too, as the song 3 A.M. shows.
Driving my
The Trucks are more than lost and found lust, however. Even their songs that are cast as ominous fairy tales, like the murderous Comeback and the domineering Man Voice, gets back to the oldest truism of rock and roll. Trashing good manners and making a racket can grant motley oddballs dignity, independence, and control of their lives. The Trucks' first cut, Introduction, offers up sundry true or untrue facts about themselves, some poignant, some embarrassing, some mundane, but the crucial lines are these.
I wake up depressed, I wake up manic. I wake up depressed, I wake up manic. I wake up depressed, I wake up manic. You don't know what you're gonna get, but you like it, you love it.
Just as fat power chords and showboat guitar solos will be with us always, I suspect there will always be bands of rebel girls who don't want to sound like the boys and find their way to nursery punk, to the chants and simple chords that say, take us as we are or leave us alone. And if you don't like it and love it, they'll run over you like a truck.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed the debut album from the Trucks.